welcome to a special episode of the Simply Commercial podcast series. Today we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to take a look at commercial awareness, what it is, how to become commercially aware, and ultimately give you all the resources you need to succeed in the future. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Today I'm very lucky to have Hamad Karim with me today, who's actually the founder of the Tazeel Foundation. So before I do go into too much detail, I'll let Hamad introduce himself.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for passing over to myself. Yep, just a little brief introduction about who I am. I recently graduated from the University of Birmingham after studying international law and globalization. I'm a future trainee solicitor at Clifford Chance, and I am the founder of the Tazeel Foundation, which aims to help students and graduates from underprivileged backgrounds the opportunities to see law firms and gain the really core information to hopefully land that training contract. And yeah, that's briefly about myself. I'll pass it back over to Alex.
The idea of this podcast today is to kind of put together a simple guide as to how to become commercially aware. So me and Hamad are going to come together and probably try and pull some of our best thoughts together and try and create the best guide for everyone listening to become commercially aware. First thing I do want to talk about is, like, why is commercial awareness important? Why do all the law firms, business firms, why is there such this big buzz about commercial awareness at the minute?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question. And I think probably, I'm not too sure about yourself, Alex, but something I probably didn't really appreciate when I was undertaking the process is, if you look at a law firm, a bank, any major business, they're getting applicants from all over the shop in terms of academic backgrounds. They might be getting a biomed graduate. They might be getting an international law kid. They might be getting someone who's doing economics. So how do you really sort of test each person as to then as a criteria to help them in terms of recruiting for the firm? And the way that companies in today's era have decided is commercial awareness. They've really taken that as basically the exam or like the entrance criteria to getting into companies in today's graduate market. And I think that's probably why it's so important is that, yes, your academics do matter. I think the 2-1 tick box, like make sure you get that 2-1, but your commercial awareness in terms of getting that job is probably just as important. So I think that's where the really important thing is this is what companies are going to use to assess you to get to that stage. And if you want to go down that pathway, like so many of us do want to, then 100% it is worth investing your time in this area, commercial awareness.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it seems as though probably the last decade or so, especially since we've kind of come onto the scene, that commercial awareness is really starting to become this big buzzword that everyone's kind of fantasizing about. And I think it's not one of those subjects to just kind of think, yeah, I've listened to the news 3 months ago and I think that's probably enough for me for this semester. But I think another question that people will ask is, like, how do you become commercially aware? I think obviously people tell you to read articles, subscribe to the Financial Times, The Economist, things like that. But I've had people message me say, okay, I found an article, but I've read it. And now what? Like, do I need to make notes? Do I need to go further? How do I turn this article into me becoming commercially aware?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the way that I'd say the key thing, I'll briefly touch upon it, is what is commercial awareness? Like, I think sometimes we jump straight into it. And like, honestly, like hand on heart, when I was like undergoing the process of applying for jobs, I'd heard of commercial awareness probably about 100 times before I kind of had an understanding of what it was. And I think to really put commercial awareness in like an Oxford Dictionary sentence is, can you take the news stories and business happenings in the world and translate that into how it impacts firms and its clients? That's the key thing. If I was to dumb it down to its simplest form, can you take what's happening everywhere in the world and how does it impact a law firm, for example, and its clients? Those two things. Can you take that input and how it impacts those two outputs? I'd say that's the key definition. Okay, so now you've got your definition here in front of you. And like you said, with every student, you find an article. Let's say you found this absolute peach of an article on BBC Business. Okay, this is brilliant. Now what? Like, do I just look at the headline, click the X button, make sure that I don't have too many tabs open on my Google browser? Like, what is it that you do after this stage? I'd say the key thing to remember is you don't need to go too in depth about the article. Some people can, I call it the information tsunami. Like, there's just so much information out there being thrown at you. You don't even know where to swim, more or less. Like,
that's a good one. Did you think of that one yourself?
Yeah, I thought about it a few weeks ago, and I was like, I'm going to wait for the perfect time to drop it in. You must have felt this as well, Alex. Like, there's just so much information out there, and you just think, where on earth do I start? So let's say you've got one article. Let's focus on that article. You need to know the headline exactly. You click on it, and you get the wider information about the article in general. Key thing, one, read the article through, like make sure you understand what the article is talking about. Two, this is actually a key thing before you go further into the article itself, is get some background knowledge. Let's say, for example, it's a news article that I saw the other day. Iberdrola is to invest 88 billion euros into clean energy initiatives. Okay, that's a really great article, but 9 out of 10 of us aren't going to know who the hell Iberdrola are. So yeah. I'm going to go onto Google and I'm going to search Iberdrola and find out who they are. Okay, they're a Spanish energy company who've invested a lot into clean energy initiatives. Take that information, and now we're going to put that into a document. So point one, your headline. Point two, background information. So that's the key thing when you've got your news story. Now, the third point is, I call it the numeric point. Make sure you have data or some sort of statistical stuff that's mentioned in the article that you can now bring into your commercial awareness. So what does this kind of look like? This is the kind of boring thing. One statistic would be the 88 billion figure. And two, the second statistic might be this 88 billion is going to be used to increase wind capacity by 450 watts, etc. That's your numeric. Okay, so now you've got your headline, you've got some background information, and you've got your boring numerics. This is the key thing, I'd say, step four, that I like yap on about to everyone, is how does that information in those three points impact a law firm and its clients? So the key thing, it impacts in its clients. This is a really difficult bit. Like, this is what you really have to like hone in on and get improve at, is how does it impact its clients? Okay, so we've got our clean energy sector over here. What about its competitor? There's clean energy and there's non-renewable energy, oil, gas, coal. So if these guys are flourishing and doing amazing, it's most likely that these guys are doing quite bad. So I'm going to look at these guys who aren't doing particularly well and do some external research on them. So this is the law firm's clients. Okay, we can see the price of oil has gone down to $39, 9.3 million barrels per day less are being produced. Okay, that's the clients. And the final bit, how does it impact law firms? So this requires you to get an in-depth sort of knowledge of what is a law firm and what sort of services do they offer. So if we had that Iberdrola story, one, it'd be increased M&A potentially from Iberdrola buying other companies. We'd see an increase in project finance. The 88 billion's got to go to some projects. And the third one might be antitrust regulations. The EU might turn around and say, hold up, guys, you guys are got way too much of a monopoly on clean energy. That's the key thing. So you've done one, your headline, two, your background research, three, your boring numerics, and four, how does it impact law firms and its clients? And if you do that for every news story, that is commercial awareness as simple as it can get in terms of, and it doesn't just have to be a law firm. It can be an accountancy company, a consultancy business. Commercial awareness applies in the context of any business. And as long as you go through those four processes on any sort of news story you see, that is valuable commercial awareness. And it can literally be any news story.
I think that's a great sort of simplified way for anyone listening to kind of follow those four steps. And one important thing that you did touch on there was not just reading the article itself, but also what's the other thing that the article's causing. If one company's gaining money, then somewhere in that sector a company's losing money. Yeah. And I think if there is a big news story out there at the minute, like we did a podcast on the high street recently, and there's all these companies that are dying. We've got Debenhams, Arcadia, things like that. If that money's losing there, then there's companies that are profiting. So there's Amazon at the other end who are getting the money. And I think that's where people often get stuck with commercial awareness. They read one article, but then don't do anything with it. We don't look beyond the article and say, okay, what sort of things has this caused to happen in the sector? So I think that's definitely a very important thing you mentioned there. And it's a good thing for everyone listening to kind of focus on. Another thing you did mention is in terms of applications, especially with law firms a lot of law firms now ask sort of questions about business news stories you've seen in the media, a business news story that's interested you, things like that. And I think a lot of people ask me is, do I choose Brexit? Do I choose the coronavirus? Like, yeah. What would you say to people who are looking at choosing those sort of topics that possibly there may be a lot of people choosing? Do you think it's still okay to go for those ones? Or do you think maybe it might be better kind of branching out and going something a little bit more niche?
Yeah, I'd say what those business news stories, like, they're very good questions in the sense that you can differentiate yourself from other applicants. So I'd say the three key things that I always stress with the business news story is, one, try and make sure it's unique and niche. Two, to the best of your ability, try pick a news story which isn't all doom and gloom. So, like, especially very important in this sort of time period we're in, try look at companies which are thriving even in the current economic climate we have. And the third point is, make sure you can link it back to the firm in some manner. So I'll start off with the first point. Like you mentioned, a lot of people tend to, because it's the way we are as people, it's the stuff we see every day. We're like, okay, why not talk about COVID or Brexit or AI? They're very good topics, but law firms get, let's say, I'm going to use DLA as an example. DLA, for example, they don't say per se, but they get around 7,000 to 8,000 applicants for about 70 training contracts. So you're competing with this massive pool of applicants. And I'd say about 3,000 to 4,000 of them are going to talk about COVID, Brexit and AI. So that's why I say, don't make your central thesis or your main topic that really popular sort of thing that everyone's talking about. What you can do is bring it into other stories, because the nature of the businesses and economics is COVID's going to impact everything, whether you like it or not. If I find a news story, there's a way I can bring in Brexit, COVID and AI in some manner. So then you can filter it in and put basically big news stories like COVID, Brexit, big topics, make them subsets of other stories. So that's what the unique and niche point. In terms of unique and niche, I'd say the easiest way to do it is either look at sector specific or regional specific news publications. So what do I mean by this? Let's say, for example, the sports sector. Let's say I'm passionate about sports. You literally just lob into Google sports business and you'll find like a humongous amount of resources on like really great sports business stories. So that's one route. Then there's the regional. Let's say I'm really interested in Latin American companies. You literally just put in Latin America business and there'll be brilliant resources on that. And that's how you find your really niche and unique stories. It's either sector specific or regional specific. Okay, so you've got your niche and unique story. Always be able to link it back to the firm. So in that sense, make sure you only pick a news story that's going to impact the law firm. Because it may sound cynical, but law firms only kind of care about themselves making money. Like, that's the central point of a law firm, is to make sure that their partners, associates, paralegals, secretaries are all well paid at the end of the day. And that comes from making money. So if your news story doesn't directly impact how a law firm could make money, as great as it might sound, don't talk about it. If it's a criminal story and you're applying to a commercial law firm, sorry, it ain't going to happen like that. So it kind of requires a backward process of make sure your business news story impacts a law firm even before you start talking about it. And as long as you do those, you should. I'd say the key thing when you're answering that question is, before you looked at that question and you thought of the news story, that news story isn't good enough, because everyone else probably thought about it as well. If it's easy to access, there's probably a lot of other people writing about it. Make sure it's hard for you to find, it's interesting, and it impacts the firm. As long as you do those, that probably puts you above 60% of the other applicants you're facing against.
Yeah, again, I think that's a great point. And one of the last things that you touched on there was sort of accessing materials. And it's probably something that we should talk about, is actually locating and using different resources. A lot of people think, okay, I need to become commercially aware, I need to read the Financial Times, I need to read the BBC News, I need to do all this reading, but it doesn't necessarily need to be reading. There's different things out there. There's videos, there's things like that. And even the podcast like we're doing at the minute, there's different sort of outlets. And I think from my perspective, the whole point of this podcast was that sometimes when you're doing a degree, you do so much reading that sometimes you just want to listen. You just want to be able to sit back and listen or watch something rather than just reading through, scrolling through all the time. So yeah. I don't know how you feel about that, but sometimes I think it's nice to have a bit of a diversification in the resources that you're using as well.
Yeah. Honestly, like you've said it perfectly. I think some of the best commercial awareness examples I got at uni were actually through podcasts like this. Like I'd literally subscribe to podcasts like this on Planet Money. And like they do all the hard research for you. And it's aesthetic because it's in your ears. You don't have to use your eyes. You can literally just close your eyes and listen. As law students will know probably better than anyone else, you can get so sick of reading like all the time. And honestly, some of the best sources for commercial awareness are through the ears, podcasts. Like genuinely, there was one story that really caught my eye once and it stuck with me even now, like after 2 years, was it was basically talking about how the cartels in Mexico had moved from like narcotics and they were actually basically going to oil lines and petrol lines, basically busting open the petrol taps and basically getting petrol from there. And because the Mexican government had no way of stopping these ex-narcotic groups going in and like basically stealing the petrol from the pipes from source, they kind of just stopped the petrol supply overnight. And the petrol price in Mexico skyrocketed. And there was these massive queues outside petrol stations. It was like there was some talks of like a revolution maybe happening in Mexico City. It's like these sort of interesting stories that we probably don't even hear about in the FT. Like it won't make it there. So genuinely, I'd say a key thing is diversify your commercial awareness resources because it does help you get ahead of the competition. And sometimes it can just be easier for yourself digesting that information.
Yeah, I think one point I think a lot of people say is obviously a lot of like Financial Times, Economists, they have subscription fees. And a point to probably note is that if you are at a university or any sort of partner, they were like, I'm at University of Law at the minute, do the LPC. A lot of the universities already have subscriptions with those organisations. So it's probably worth checking and making sure that has your university got any of these subscriptions? And if not, like, why not send an email? Why not ask if it's something that they could possibly do? Because that's a great way, not just setting it up for yourself, but obviously everyone else around you as well. There's kind of three things that I noted in a sort of broad sense for commercial awareness. Was the first one was locating. So we've kind of touched on that a bit about the resources, finding the right things, making sure you're, and ultimately find something that you're interested in. A lot of people tend to think, okay, I hate business and I hate the thought of shares, but that's what I've got to read. And I need to read the finance section all the time. But it's not like that. Like if you're interested in, like you mentioned earlier, the sports sector, there's no reason why you can't delve into the sports sector, see what acquisitions are going off there, different sort of deals, things like that. If you find something you're interested in, it's a lot easier to understand. You become all this foreign terminology becomes a lot better to yourself. And then you can transfer that into other sectors where you might not be as interested in.
Yeah.
And that was the locating point. And then we kind of touched on sort of the second point was understanding. So I think that was what you talked about earlier with the steps, going through the headline, pulling out different bits of information for applications. And the last point I mentioned was engaging. And again, we've kind of talked about that. But one point I did want to mention is having your own opinion on things as well. I think if you've read an article, like question it, like, do you agree with the article? Do you not agree with it? I think that's something that would really, from my point of view, put you in good stead for any sort of applications. Because if you put a business story on your application, you've got to be prepared that someone's going to ask you a question about it. There's no point you rambling on for 500 words about something you have no idea about whatsoever to get to an interview and then say, all right, so tell me a little bit more. And you're like, okay then.
That honestly, that's so, like, I remember once, like, probably shouldn't say this, but it was my assessment center with a chance, and I don't know, we were talking about it was like a competency interview, and I was talking about CC's work in the aviation sector, and they were saying, oh, how they might look towards the ESG sector maybe in the future as well, and the interviewer was like, oh, I've got him, I want to question him. She goes, tell me a little bit more. And I was like, I pray she doesn't say aviation, because I know nothing about the aviation sector. And she luckily asked me about the ESG sector, and thank God I'd written a dissertation on this the year before, and I was like, okay, I can answer this. But if she'd asked me on the aviation sector, I'd basically be stuffed in that interview. And as you mentioned, if you write an app, know your stuff, please.
I think that's an important thing to make sure that A, what you're writing about, you understand, and B, to make sure that you've got an opinion on it as well. So prepare yourself in advance, think about what questions they might ask about that, and you kind of be able to preempt any sort of things that might come up in an interview. So I think we've kind of touched on quite a lot of things there in terms of commercial awareness, what it is, how to engage in it. I think from your point of view, what would you say if you had to give one tip to anyone that's listened to this going forward for commercial awareness? Like, what would your kind of short summary be?
I'd say my short summary is, once you have an understanding of it and the actual broader concept, okay, you've got past this. Now we want to apply it. The key, honestly, if I'm really making it simple for you, I'd literally subscribe to Finimizer's free updates. Get that on your email. That basically gives you the absolutely vital things that you need to know about that are happening in the world. I mean, like, really basic stuff. That's like, I call it the commercial awareness tick box. I know the simple stuff. That's covering your basics. Second, this is where you go into the resources. Find whatever you're interested in, like you said, Alex. Focus on that and diversify your resources. Build, now you've done that, now build a database of commercial awareness examples. This was what I did because, as I said, there's so much information out there. I'd basically follow that four-step process I talked about and put all these examples into a document, build up a commercial awareness bank, as I like to call it. And then when you go into an assessment center, you should have hopefully about 30 to 50 examples that you've already got from the last 6 months in your head. And you're going to absolutely smash that assessment center when it comes to it. And another thing I did forget to mention it is, it's a side point, definitions. There is so much terminology when it comes to commercial awareness that I had no clue what it meant. Like, finance, for some reason, they just love overcomplicating everything. They could use like four words and they'll be like, nah, let's put an abbreviation on it and confuse the hell out of every student possible. Create a document for definitions, because there's just so much that you won't understand it, like yield rate, inverted yield curve, junk bonds, etc., etc. You probably won't know this as a student in your first, second, or even third year. So create a definitions page. If you do that, honestly, you'll be completely fine on the commercial awareness front.
One point that I think we should just kind of touch on before we do kind of round things off is, how much commercial awareness sort of thing should people be doing? Like, people might be sat listening thinking, okay, should I be doing this every single day? Should I be doing it once a week? Should I be doing it once a month? Like, how much would you say from your personal experience would be a reasonable amount of commercial awareness to give yourself a good opportunity going forward?
Genuinely, like, you shouldn't spend more than 30 minutes a day maximum. Optimally, I'd say 10 to 20 minutes a day is more than enough. And if you do that over a period of 3 months, you've done exactly what you need to do. Some people might end up spending hours on it. Like, there's just no point, because you have to think, in an interview, it only tends to be 45 minutes to an hour. There's only so much they can ask you, and only so much that's commercial awareness based, where you can bring your knowledge. So please don't go down like this endless hole where you think, oh, I have to do more commercial awareness, I have to do more and more. 10 to 20 minutes a day is more than enough. And if you really want to push yourself, make that 30. But I only did about 10 or 15, and that was more than enough for myself.
Yeah, I think another thing to kind of touch on there is the fact that sometimes you don't need to be reading long articles. There's a way to sort of work smart and not hard in this sort of sense. Like you say, subscribing to platforms that do all the work for you. What might take you an hour can be condensed to a 5-minute section. I think even LinkedIn now do a sort of like a news briefing that you can subscribe to every week, and it kind of sends through all the hot topics for the week, and you just click on it, and it's probably like a 5-minute read, and you've kind of done probably 45 minutes worth of research just in 5 minutes. And even though that might not be the things that we've talked about, where you write things down and create like a bank of commercial awareness, it's kind of sort of a subconscious commercial awareness, where it's in the back of your mind, you know it's happened. You might not know a lot about it, but I think sometimes that's just as important. So if anything does come up, you can think, oh yeah, that I remember that happening. I can research into it and kind of go backwards from that point. So I think we've touched on quite a lot there. And I think everyone that's listening is thinking, okay, it's probably quite a lot to think. So what we are going to do is kind of create like a simplified guide of everything that we've talked about today. And we'll post this on social media, on LinkedIn, on our Instagram platform as well. So everyone that's listened, or if you haven't listened, make sure you listen, can kind of get the guide as well. Because I think just having a guide to kind of remind you of all the steps to take in any sort of situation, whether it's in the legal field, in an economic sense or anything like that, to apply to any story would be something that I think I'd have definitely appreciated probably 2 or 3 years ago when I was going through the same sort of thing. So as we do kind of end off, I'd just like to say thank you very much for coming on today. I'm sure everyone that's listening will, first of all, be very grateful for all your expertise, and secondly, very grateful for not just hearing me rambling on for another podcast episode.
No, honestly, thank you a lot for inviting me. I really appreciate it. Like, any way that me and you can help as many students as possible and graduates, that's the key thing.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, and I'd like to wish a happy new year to everyone, and we hope it's going to be a positive new year. It can't get much worse, but fingers crossed it's going to be a good year. Thank you very much for coming on today, Hamad, and hopefully I'll speak to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope that this episode has been a great help to anyone that is listening. For ease of use, we have created a commercial awareness guide which you will be able to access for free via our social media channels, so head over to our LinkedIn or Instagram pages to access our guide, which contains a lot of what we have spoken about today. I would like to say a huge thank you to Hamad again for coming on today, and hopefully this guidance will help you through the coming year. If you have enjoyed this different style of episode, then do let us know. And for anyone who would like to record a podcast on a topic they wish, or join us on a longer term basis, which is a great application booster, then please do get in touch, as we can accommodate all needs and are as flexible as possible, so you can work as little as you want when you want. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you soon for the next episode.